earth, and sky.
They scare me. The fact is, as a civilization, we've only been able to write for about 6,000 years, and now so many new things coming along, new technologies. This one, can we control nuclear weapon technology or not?
You're listening to seismologist Paul Richards of the Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory at Columbia University, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Richards and other scientists monitor the globe for nuclear test explosions used to improve and create more sophisticated nuclear weapons. The science is ready now, said Richards, to back the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which forbids any nuclear test explosion. He spoke about it with EarthSky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Richards, welcome to EarthSky's Clear Voices for Science.
I'm glad to be here.
Can scientists today say with certainty that they know if and when someone fires a nuclear weapon test anywhere in the world?
They can do that for explosions of any significant size. It is technically possible to conduct some type of nuclear firecracker and really small, then we couldn't do that. But anything of military significance, I have confidence that we can do the job of monitoring that activity.
Now, tell us a little bit more about this monitoring. You know, countries that want to hide their nuclear testing have been taking it deep underground.
Well, we've had a lot of experience with this. It goes back more than 60 years since the first test for Trinity in New Mexico. And a nuclear explosion, whether it's in the atmosphere or in space or underwater or underground, puts out strong signals. And over the decades we've been monitoring, there have been more than 2,000 of these things, we've learned to do that work of monitoring in all four of the environments, of which the underground is the most difficult. It's difficult to do because we live on a very active planet with hundreds of earthquakes and mining blasts every day. So to get to where we are today has taken a lot of study for many, many years involving large numbers of people. But the plain fact is that nuclear explosions put out very specific types of signal that are different from the natural activity of our planet Earth.
And could you tell us a little bit more about the people who are doing the monitoring? You've written about the nuclear test monitoring community.
Well, it's really diversified because for more than 100 years in different countries around the world, agencies have been developed to monitor for seismic hazard, most notably in Japan, in China, and of course the United States. There are national networks of hundreds of seismometers. Organized around the work of studying all of the earthquakes that happen in these countries. So that's one community of people. Then in universities around the world, hundreds of earth scientists, geophysicists, using seismic signals, using other signals to study the structure of the deep interior of our planet. So such research communities have organized themselves into the operation of networks of seismometers. Today, specifically for monitoring nuclear explosions, there are two very important additional communities to talk about. An international community headquartered in Vienna. It's called the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization. And they have built, over a little more than the last 10 years, a network of hundreds of sensors. We're talking about infrasound to measure the sound of explosions in the atmosphere. We're talking about hydroacoustics, a network to monitor for the possible occurrence of explosions in the oceans around the world. A network to pick up the characteristic radionuclides, a global network, and then networks of seismometers. So that's an international effort headquartered in Vienna. And finally, the United States maintains its own effort. It has done this since the late 1940s, headed up by the U.S. Air Force, which was given by Dwight Eisenhower, as a general at the end of the Second World War, shortly thereafter, the responsibility to monitor for foreign nuclear explosions, and they've had many noticeable successes over the decades and have built up their own experience of monitoring for nuclear explosions.
Ultimately, I guess behind all of this are people who threaten each other with the ultimate weapon, a nuclear bomb. What are your thoughts on, as a scientist who studied this for decades, what are your thoughts on learning to live with the bomb?
They scare me. The fact is, as a civilization, we've only been able to write for about 6,000 years, and now so many new things coming along, new technologies. This one, can we control nuclear weapon technology or not? It's in the hands now of a very limited number of countries. If it gets out into 20, 40, 50, 100 countries, I would think that these weapons will eventually be used. And the consequences are just so severe for the whole of the future of our civilization and the future of Homo sapiens. So in that sense, it's really scary. So the question is, will we walk back from a proliferation of nuclear weapons that seems to be staring us in the face right now, or will we not? And the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which puts a kind of ban on the vertical proliferation of getting more and more sophisticated weapons, is a question. To match the Non-Proliferation Treaty, the hundreds of countries that signed that treaty want a ban on vertical proliferation, and that is what the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty represents. And that is the treaty that would be a vital step in strengthening global efforts to prevent the proliferation of nuclear weapons and a new nuclear arms race. So we can do this. We can come backwards. But that's why the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty is so important.
You've been listening to seismologist Paul Richards speaking with Jorge Salazar. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth Skies, clear voices for science.
We're at earthsky.org.